we come to time when I'm going to share, let's take a word time for prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for this day to be able to come here and to worship you. And even though it's cloudy outside, it is sunshiny bright in here. We thank you for that. We pray that your spirit now will speak to us as we reflect upon the scripture that was read for us earlier about the Jesus walking, riding into Jerusalem. And now may your spirit also fill me and use me, that I can share the message you've given to me this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event, the daily battle that goes on inside of you. Standing in this corner, weighing in at the heavy weight of lean and mean, using weapons of temptation, deception, and manipulation to stir up pride, greed, hatred, and distrust in God, to further strengthen the hold that he has on people, creating havoc in far too many lives, giving him increased power, the king of evil, sin and death, the ruler over hell, the one, the only, Satan. And standing in the opposing corner, weighing in at the powerful weight of glorious eternity, glowing with the everlasting light of love, a teacher, a healer, a compassionate friend, accepting and loving all people, the suffering servant who came to set people free from their misery of hopelessness, sin, and death, replacing these with truth, peace, faith, salvation, joy, and hope. It's the one, the only, the way, the truth, and the life, the Son of God, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, Savior, Messiah, Jesus, the Christ. Every single day, my friends, you wake up to this battle. And every day you must decide who you will allow to live in and rule in your heart. Oh, some days temptations arise, troubles abound, desires grow strong, and we can be lured into periods of questioning our faith and the meaning of our lives. Perhaps even persuading us to choose a new path to travel, one that avoids God. All we need to do is to look around us and we can see the results of how that goes. We can see what happens when people give in to temptation. Evil wins. Evil wins. Now, Jesus, he's the ultimate example of life lived without giving in to temptation. He put all of his trust and faith in God. Now, some people might say, yeah, but look where that got him. People didn't like him. He suffered horribly, and he died a painful death on a shameful cross. I'm not sure I want to follow his example if that's where it's going to take me. That, my friends, is exactly what Satan wants you to think. On that day long ago, when Jesus rode on the back of a colt into the city of Jerusalem, he knew exactly what he was getting into. He knew that the time had come for him to die. Don't you wonder if he wasn't tempted to just turn around and go the other way? The Bible doesn't say what he was thinking. It doesn't say that that happened, although we do know that a week later, almost a week later, Jesus asked that God might please change his mind. But then ultimately, Jesus surrendered to God's will. Jesus boldly rode into Jerusalem on a colt, a symbol of royalty, openly challenging those who feared his power. It was one last attempt to help the people realize that he was the true promised Messiah. And that's exactly what the Jewish people wanted. They wanted a king, someone to free them from their oppressors. So when they saw him, they saw a mighty warrior, a conqueror, and they cheered, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Meaning, save us! Save us! They wanted Jesus to be their Messiah. They wanted him to fit their mold of what it meant to be a Messiah. Things really haven't changed a lot since that day. People still come to Jesus filled with excitement and hope, shouting, "Hosanna, save us, but save us on our terms." That's not what Jesus came to do. Jesus was a mighty warrior, a king, a conqueror. He did come to set all people free. In fact, Jesus came to save us all, but he didn't come to do it exactly the way the people that day in Jerusalem thought he should, nor did he come to save us on our terms. Jesus saves us every day. As we fight the personal inner battles we face, he knows that the root of our troubles and unhappiness goes deeper than what happens out here all around us. He understands we experience pain and anguish when we're treated unfairly. He can relate. He can relate firsthand to the frustration we feel when everything seems to be going wrong around us, and we feel our lives are out of control. Jesus gets it, my friends. Jesus totally gets it. Jesus, being a Jew living under the same oppression as those yelling Hosanna that day, understood their desire for freedom. But he also knew that simply eliminating the cause of their oppression would only satisfy them for a short while. There would always be something else to stir them up and lead to their cries for someone to save them again. A spiritual cleansing, a soulful transformation was required to really save the people from a cyclical pattern of oppression and freedom. Jesus did not come to ensure that we will never experience all the things that disturb us, that make us uncomfortable, that makes living hard. Jesus saves us from within ourselves, filling us with godly values, guiding us to make decisions that will relieve us from burdens that seek to cling to us and make us feel miserable and angry day after day after day. To free us from even ourselves, he came. The sin that results when we try to save ourselves at all cost is why he came. We might get angry about the things that are happening in our government and in our community and be shouting those things too, as Jesus would be walking into our lives. But let's get a little more close to our everyday experiences. Let's think about what it's like when we experience brokenness in relationships that we thought were deep and trustworthy. We may feel like that we've been hurt. We may even feel grief. And when they're left to fester within us, that feeling of loss can turn into anger, the kind of anger that strikes out at the one initiating the pain, which only makes that whole situation worse. It makes it worse. We get caught up in our emotions and participate in sinful behavior as a result. Too often, we don't stop to see the options we have before us before we react. So instead of seeking healing through what? Well, communication, forgiveness, and understanding, which are the ways of Jesus, we look to Jesus for justification for our anger. Or maybe we even look to him for help in getting our revenge on those who hurt us. Now, come on. That's not Jesus. That's not our Jesus, is it? Would that really make everything better? Some years ago, a garbage truck in Virginia exploded. The crew had unknowingly picked up some calcium hypochlorite, a powder form of chlorine, which dissolves harmlessly when put in a swimming pool, but under pressure, explodes. And when the crew compacted the trash that day in that truck, the truck blew up, and two firemen ended up in the hospital, and poisonous gases forced office buildings to be evacuated. Sometimes we can be just like that garbage truck. We pick up a lot of nasty chemicals. Out there in the week, you know, there's stress, there's trials, there's anger, there's frustration, there's temptations, there's things that are done to us that are wrong. And if we try to process all on that on our own, we can have a blow up. Jesus can save us from such explosions. He meets us, calms us, helps us to lift our burden, and fills us with his Spirit, serving us as a release valve, saving us from spiritual and moral explosions. Jesus didn't come to treat the symptoms of our challenges and pain. Jesus came to get to the root of things, to help us win that spiritual battle. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem that day long ago, that's the message he wanted to convey to the people. It's the message Jesus wants us to understand too. Because of all the pain and suffering in the nation and in the world today, that's really not a popular message, just like it wasn't popular then, making it really tempting for all of us who are usually faithful to abandon God and giving in to that simple and quick satisfaction of worldly temptation that the world seems to supply. And sadly, that satisfaction is not lasting. What that world has to offer us to solve our problems is not going to last, my friends. It's only temporary. Only Jesus can help us. And then, of course, if we choose to put our trust in God, we step out of that crowd that stands on the sidelines of the street on Palm Sunday morning or the sidelines of our lives and shouts, "Hosannas!" And we get into the street with Jesus. If we choose to put our trust in God, we stop contributing to the problems and the darkness of the world, and we become a source of hope and healing. We become an agent of God's love. Oh, it's a tough battle, a tough decision we make every day. Will we live in the light of God or the darkness of sin? Will we join Jesus in the streets of life? James Tomlinson wrote this Palm Sunday reflection. He says, "I like going to parades. While I have been in a few, I most enjoy standing on the sideline, and watching the parade go by so that I can view all the participants. Several years ago, when I was in Washington, D.C., and attending the Washington City Church of the Brethren, there was a Palm Sunday worship service planned for the entire community. There, in the near downtown area of the city, Christians from several congregations banded together to reenact Jesus' entry into the city on Palm Sunday. Instead of a donkey and palm branches, we had balloons, clowns, and a calliope. On that day, I was set to view another parade, and about the time I became comfortable on the sidelines, someone came from within that parade and grasped my hand. All of a sudden, I was no longer viewing the parade. I was in the parade. Immediately, I was uncomfortable, and I wanted to shrink back into the crowd. Then I remembered the first Palm Sunday. Do you suppose that had I been standing on the street watching that parade and someone would have come to me on that day long ago and pulled me in, I would have had a similar reaction? You see, standing along the street did not require me to commit myself to doing anything more than just seeing what was going on. However, walking in the parade meant that I was now being identified as one of them. And on that particular day, did I want to be known as a follower of Christ? I still like to go to parades, he says. And when it comes to Palm Sunday with our Christ, I'm ready to be pulled into the middle of the street. He asks us, are you? Are we willing to join with Jesus, who God sent to us to save us as God intended? Yes, as God intended, knowing full well that what we really need to prevail over our burdens and pain, he knows better than us. Or will we watch him pass by? Take a wait-and-see attitude to see if Jesus does what we want and fits our mold for a Savior. Oh, the battle is on, everyone. Listen, the battle is on. Evil is in one corner, pulling us one direction with temptation, using our dark emotions, and then there's Jesus out of the corner, leading the way in the parade of spiritual freedom. May our shouts of Hosanna, God save us, pull us into the streets with him to experience the freedom and the joy that we can find in him. Amen.